The Star Report with Sasha Star.
Sasha Star, tell us some good news.
I'm going to try. There are two things I want to tell you about today. The one is the Royals.
Yes.
I feel like this is becoming the Thomas Markle report.
No, I was about to say, as long as it's not about our favorite dad.
We're going to throw in some good things about the Royals.
Yeah, let's throw in
a
stepsister.
Yeah. No, perhaps. Don't worry, we're going to get to all
of
the people.
Or maybe a fiancé of
yes,
the stepbrother.
Yes. And Comic-Con. So we'll get to that a bit later. Because
What?
Comic-Con.
Oh, Comic-Con, yes.
So that's at least some good news. So we'll...
Comic-Conference, basically. That's what Comic-Con is.
It is. Yeah. And it's a huge convention.
Yes.
Absolutely massive in San Diego. But the Royals, to begin with. So you gave a little bit of a tease a second ago.
That's not a tease.
So Meghan, bless her soul, I think she should try and get an emancipation from these people.
A what?
Emancipation?
Oh.
Yes. Not sure what you were thinking. But her half-brother, Thomas Markle Jr., yes. His fiance has been arrested for assault. Apparently, the two of them got into some type of a scuffle. He said, she said, and this woman, who also I think has quite a ridiculous name, I'll have it for you in a second, and my computer cooperates, but she has been arrested. She spent two nights in jail. She's come out since. But honestly,
do you think that they were always this degree of dysfunctional, or do you think that the limelight is just kind of making them act out?
No, I think they were always dysfunctional, but we didn't know about it because no one cared.
I don't think you can just grow these habits overnight.
You see, and with loving, with more caring, mm-hmm. They could have been different. They could have been different.
I don't know.
Well, no one is crying over spilt milk.
Or spilt booze in this case. So that's the one part of the Markle family. The other is that Meghan's half-sister,
Samantha.
So I don't know if it's Thomas Jr.'s full sister. Very confused. But she is likely to land up on Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, well, she was on the what's it, Britain Today or whatever this morning.
Yeah, so Celebrity Big Brother is coming out in a few weeks. We never really know who's signed on the dotted line until they enter the house. But it looks like she is one of this year's housemates. So we'll have confirmation of that when it happens. Good news, though, coming out of the royal family.
I haven't watched
really
Big Brother since Lee Benny. Since the very first Big Brother here in South Africa, where Lee Benny, I think she dug all the, what did she do? She buried the cutlery and crockery.
Yes.
Or the cutlery.
And there was Bad Brad, and there was
what happened
30.
To all these people? Yeah, exactly. I could not tell you who's been in Big Brother since. I remember the first one.
I don't even think we still have it. And that wasn't even a celebrity Big Brother. That was just ordinary people who became celebs. But I'd be fascinated to see... Actually, I wouldn't. South African Celebrity Big Brother. I don't think I'd care.
No, don't care. But I would definitely watch Samantha Markle.
Okay, well
just
nice...
to watch all this unfold.
And she, you know what? She's probably going to end up being one of the normal ones.
Do you think she'll win?
You say no!
Kathy!
Maybe people keep her on just so they can hopefully get some skinner on Meghan.
So can I just tell you something about Samantha Markle?
Yes.
Since we are talking about her. She says money makes the world go round. She has admitted cashing in on Meghan's marriage to Prince Harry, and she's pled with Meghan to visit their father amid fears for his health.
This is not a surprise to me.
And this was what she said. Mm-hmm. Let's face it, we all have to survive. Money makes the world go around.
This is, I think, fourth appearance I knew she's cashing in on this.
They all are, though.
They all are.
And Tom right up there with them.
Oh, bless.
I mean, look at the whole story with the paparazzi.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll never live that down.
No.
You know what? When you lie, there's always a chance that you're going to get found out. Just don't lie.
Just don't.
Tell the truth. You might not like the truth, but it's not worth it.
But also, I feel like the way Hollywood is just going to jump on these... this is going to go on for longer than it needs to.
Well, listen, it's not all bad. Certainly not coming out of the royals, because yesterday,
yes,
Prince George turned 5.
Oh, mazel tov.
That's cute.
When we think of how, you know, we were anticipating the royal baby's birth, to think it's 5 years ago.
I know, that's awesome, hey?
And you know what? They had a lovely little party. Kensington Palace released an official portrait. He is adorable. He has all his teeth, looks like.
So
and the Royal Mint decided to release a special £5 coin just for him.
Oh, come on.
With St. George and a dragon.
Oh, that's lovely.
That is
so Harry Potter.
Well, speaking of Harry Potter, I'm glad you brought that up because I'm going to deviate a little bit but stick in the Rowling universe. That is because Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, they were at Comic-Con this weekend.
Yes.
And there was a very special guest, someone who surprised everyone in Hall H,
Dumbledore.
Johnny Depp, arrived in character as Gellert Grindelwald, which if you haven't seen him, it's quite petrifying. He has this
blonde.
Shock of bleach blonde hair, icy blue contacts.
Yeah, people were talking about how well he wasn't looking. And blaming
just
the divorce.
Pale.
But obviously it's all part of who he was dressed
we
up to
know,
be.
And it's interesting because shortly after that, there was the Aquaman panel, which came on, and that stars Amber Heard, who is Johnny's ex-wife, and they somehow managed to avoid seeing each other. With some good PR people just pulling them in different directions. Also at Comic-Con this weekend was Gal Gadot. And Chris Pine.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, she is
yes.
Wonder Woman.
So Wonder Woman 1984 production has begun. And we're getting a bit of insight into why it's set in 1984. Director Patty
great
Jenkins.
Year.
Well, just the era in general, I think. Because
They wanted to see her in that royal blue with big shoulder pads and big hair.
Good God, no, please. But Patty says, it was mankind at its best. And worst, it's us at our most extreme place.
And that's it.
So, I'm very excited to see that one. And finally, I just have to end on this amazing, amazing story. Jamie Lee Curtis, 20 years ago, starred in... sorry, not 20 years ago, 40 years ago, starred in Halloween. I'm not sure if you ever saw Halloween, but basically it's about a serial killer who invades homes on Halloween night.
Mm.
And a man came to Comic-Con this year specifically to meet Jamie Lee Curtis because there's a sequel coming out at the end of the year. And he said that she saved his life. How did that happen? An intruder came into his home, cut his phone lines the same way this guy does in the film. And he thought to himself, what would Jamie Lee Curtis do in Halloween?
She would do aerobics if you look at her follow-up movies or A Fish Called Wanda. Yeah,
well,
okay, so what did she do?
She started screaming and ran to the neighbors screaming. And that is exactly what he did.
And saved
and
his
he
life.
Said to her, because of you, I'm not a victim. I wasn't a victim.
That's awesome.
And they met. There were tears.
Aww.
It was beautiful. And that is your star report for today.
Thank you so much.